Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, we're looking at healthcare for all of Nevada with Dr. Tracy Green, the Chief Medical Officer for CareSource Nevada. She's here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome to Story County, where history meets innovation, and a pioneering spirit continues to shape our future. At the heart of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, we power the future with global leaders in technology and manufacturing, driving progress that reaches far beyond our county lines. From advanced manufacturing to tech innovation, our industries are creating thousands of quality careers, fueling a vibrant economy that benefits every Nevadan. But it's more than just growth. Our community is our foundation, supporting families, empowering local initiatives, and creating a place where everyone belongs. Be part of a legacy built on bold ideas and boundless possibilities. Join us in building a brighter future right here in Story County. Story County, helping build Nevada's future.
Newsmakers with host Sam Chan on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Chan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome back to the program Dr. Tracy Green. She is the Chief Medical Officer for CareSource Nevada. And welcome back. And let's start off the way we did last time and explain what CareSource is and what you do across the state.
Great, super, and thank you for having me this morning. So CareSource is the first nonprofit managed care organization to be in Nevada. So today, Medicaid is covered by managed care. And what has happened this year that's very new is all of the state will have managed care as part of their Medicaid. And so CareSource is the newest incumbent, and we will be going live 1/1/26.
All right, so Medicaid, as we know, has had lots of issues as far as funding goes. How is that going to affect the services you're able to provide, and along with, you know, the doctors and nurses and support staff that you need with these budget cutbacks?
Right. Well, to date, Medicaid in and of itself has not had any direct funding cuts. What we're seeing is some programs have reduced dollars, but they're not in the in the total Medicaid budget. So we are anticipating a stable budget for the next four-year period, which is what this this period of time is for this particular go live. And so managed care will be all over the state. Now, managed care has never been in rural Nevada, so this is the biggest change that we're going to see. And CareSource is one of two plans that won the statewide bid, right, and so will be all over Nevada.
Okay, so for people that don't know, explain what managed care actually is.
Great question. So when we look at usual ways that Medicaid occurs, what happens is states run Medicaid. And what we've learned is states aren't great in managing Medicaid. And so there are other organizations, usually insurance companies, that help states to manage the Medicaid programs. probably familiar with Anthem, Blue Sure. Cross Blue Shield, and now we have CareSource. What managed care does is they take the dollars from Medicaid and they are responsible for managing the lives of all the members. And what we've seen is that managed care has the opportunity to bring new programs, new incentives, and new opportunities for our providers through value-based contracting that we've never seen before in state Medicaid.
Okay, so these are for the providers, because that's been one of the concerns is you qualify for Medicaid, but there's not a provider that's accepting the business. So what are these new things that have come along that you're able to offer?
That's right. So right now, what we offer is not just the standard contract, but we offer what's called a value-based contract, which means that we give providers the opportunity for making additional dollars when they take excellent care of the membership. So it's things like making sure that blood pressure is under control. And if your membership has controlled blood pressure, we're able to incentivize you by giving you additional dollars toward your practice at quarterly intervals. We call it value-based contracting. It's a very important way to change the see-one, do-one model of Medicaid that we used to see. You just see-one, do-one. It would be the next member, the next member, the next member.
Oh,
you'd have a full schedule, and you'd see one after another after another. Now what we're trying to do is ask our providers to look at their whole population and help our population get better and look at outcomes to show that these providers have actually made our members better, which they are doing. Now we're able to give them some additional dollars.
All right. So now are these providers based in the communities, or are they traveling doctors, or are they doing telemedicine? How is that working?
It's absolutely all of the above. So what we like to say at CareSource is we're open. We want all the providers that we can get. So we have local providers. We have 100% adequate network today. And so we have all of the providers that we were able to get into our network. In addition to that, we have telehealth providers. And we've also introduced a couple of new networks of providers. One I'm really interested in sharing, it's expanding our pediatric population with an organization called Blueberry Pediatrics. So the goal is all providers are in. We want our community-based providers, we want our teleproviders, we want our local providers, and then we want our catchment providers. So your California docs, your Utah docs, because we know in some of rural Nevada communities, Utah is a lot closer.
Right, right.
And Medicaid does cover those catchment communities.
Yes, I mean, especially if places like Wendover and Ely.
Exactly.
You know, if you want a provider, then it's a long way to get to Las Vegas or even Elko to find local service. Why are you not suffering from the problems that we're seeing in other territories where they just don't have enough medical providers, one, and two, that are willing to take Medicare payments?
I think it's innovation. One of the things that CareSource does is we look at opportunities to expand our network with providers. One, like we mentioned, is incentivizing providers. We want them to expand their roles, so we offer them incentives for going to rural Nevada. So one of the things, we did a rural roadshow, which I think we should talk about maybe a little
Sure.
bit. But our roadshow, we heard from the rural communities what they needed. And so we were—
Did they say everything?
They said everything,
yes.
But there were
yeah.
a few keys. Transportation, number one, access to kiddo care, you know, for their children. So when we listened to these needs, we identified opportunities for expanding the provider network. And so you'll see a couple of new provider networks, but you'll also see us engaging in training new providers, cross-training providers to be community health workers. So what we're looking to do is really expand the available providers, not just your docs anymore. We've got to go beyond the docs. We've got to look for our autism therapists, our marriage and family therapists. We've got to look at our pediatricians. But we've also got to look at things like, you know, our behavioral health needs, our needs for kids in schools. And so all of these areas are areas that we're looking to expand resources.
Is it the fact that you're a national organization that helps with this in being able to fund the initial portions of this to get it off the ground?
It's funded by the state, but we use our dollars very, I would say, uniquely, because we're very conscious of the way we spend. As a nonprofit, we're very much into supporting communities. We are a traditional nonprofit, so we give back. And that's what you'll see, is we're really trying to enhance the communities with our benefits.
You talk about transportation. I know that for rural Nevada, one of the issues is, you know, you're living in Elko and you need certain treatments. In the past, you've had to come to Reno to be able to get those treatments. Are you providing that transportation? How does that piece work?
Absolutely. So one of the things we are providing is 100% of the non-emergent transportation in rural Nevada. It was one of our initiatives that we knew made a difference. So all over rural Nevada, and it's specific for rural Nevada, we will provide transportation anywhere that our members need to go. The other thing we're doing, Sim, that I'm excited about is we're training family drivers. So families and friends that may have a car but can't afford gas mileage, we're also working with the community to develop drivers in that way.
What a clever idea.
Yeah, we're hoping to do things in an innovative way that brings services to people, but also give them a career opportunity. They don't make a lot of money, but they do make a little bit of money and gas mileage. And we know families are more responsible than, say, calling a driver and hoping, fingers crossed, that they're going to show.
That's a very creative solution to a problem. You know, you see it in the business world. For example, out in Story County at TRI, a lot of the big companies organize van pools because of the traffic situation there. They need to have less vehicles on the road, and the way to do it is to get five colleagues that live near each other to be at a van pool or carpool to get together. Interesting. Telemedicine. My experience with this over the last few years, but especially in the last couple of years, it is a phenomenal thing. I don't understand why it took so long for it to become something that could be used on a regular basis. Because there are so many things that, you know, if all that you need is tests and test results to be evaluated by a doctor, you don't need to go to the doctor's office if all they're going to do is go over the results with you and tell you this medicine is going to be changed and we'll send it into the pharmacy. You don't have to spend the time going there, waiting in a waiting room.
Exactly right.
Whatever took so long?
I think it's physician, both concern and nervousness about, because some of the exams, and that's one of the things I wanted to share about Blueberry Pediatrics, it really answers your question, because what Blueberry Pediatrics has done is they provide families with kits. So the kit checks the kiddo's blood pressure, oxygen status, their temperature, their weight. It can do an EKG with them, and it's all attached to the phone where the teleservice is occurring. So our pediatricians with Blueberry are able to do an educated, informed physical exam. I think that's one of the barriers that docs are concerned about. You know, imagine you have a 6 or 8 month old and you're trying to do a tele exam. It's a bit challenging when you're not able to touch or to feel those individuals. And so for the services like you described, getting lab work, tele is fantastic. Now what we're trying to do is merge it into more clinical acute care. The other thing that we're doing is we're doing hybrid in our rural communities, meaning nothing is strictly tele. We have our providers sharing hybrid, meaning that they're going to be in person and tele. And so we're using some of the clinics that have available space, some of the hospitals that have available space. And for example, we're bringing psychiatrists to the critical access hospitals so they have access to that level of care, but they don't have to go to those visits. The docs will be coming to the critical access hospitals in their communities. My drive was all hybrid. I don't want it to be you get teleservice in the rurals and you get in-person. We've got to begin to move those important in-person services to the rurals as well.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back much more on this very important topic on Medicaid after this timeout.
The trucking industry is the most resilient link in the supply chain. And for over 90 years, the Nevada Trucking Association has been the voice for the men and women in the trucking industry. From Carson City to Washington, D.C., we advocate for policies to protect our trucking companies and keep commerce flowing. Because Nevada's and America's prosperity is tied to trucks. There's nothing without trucking.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
A power line is more than a power line. It's maintaining the bottom line for small businesses. It's keeping the assembly line moving for our workforce. For our brightest minds, it's meeting a deadline. It's on the front line with our heroes. And on the sidelines of the biggest games, it's a direct line to our loved ones. And it's a lifeline for the most vulnerable. There's a lot on the line.
Meet Nevada Health Link, Nevada's official health insurance marketplace. Your link to savings, selection, free assistance, and name brand health insurance, where 90% of enrollees lower the cost of their monthly premium. Everyone deserves access to quality health coverage, no matter your income or family size. Visit NevadaHealthLink.com. A few minutes could save you hundreds of dollars per month.
Nevada Health Link, our plans are made for your plans.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Dr. Tracy Green. She's the Chief Medical Officer for CareSource of Nevada, and talking about their expanding Medicare services across the state starting in January. Mental health is such a huge issue. And I've been talking about this on television programs for over 40 years, so it's not like it's a new problem. What are you able to do now that will help alleviate some of these issues? Because you're not going to solve all of them, but no. You can solve some of them.
Right. So what we wrote to and what we're delivering on is a very unique model for Medicaid. We are bringing three behavioral health homes in urban Nevada to the rurals. And what we've developed is a hub and spoke model. So each of the rural communities will have access to higher level behavioral health providers, psychiatrists, psychologists, autism therapists, access to what we call intensive outpatient and other services. So we again have incentivized our behavioral health network of providers to go to different rural communities. We felt it was really important that one rural community is not what is one rural community. There are very few, there are some similarities, but they are very unique communities. And we felt that they each needed to have a coverage with these higher end providers. So we have three behavioral health homes. We divided the rural communities into three communities of care. We have a north community of care, which is your Elko, Winnemucca, Lovelock. We have the southern community of care, which goes from Pahrump, Ely, Caliente, Mesquite. And then we have the central community of care, which covers our tri-counties, Gardnerville, Yerington. And with those divisions, we were able to give networks of behavioral health providers to those communities. So they will respond in the emergency rooms within 2 hours for any of our members in their communities. And then those members become part of their team. And so we can work with them individually. So again, trying to bring providers to rural Nevada through an urban hub and spoke model.
Well, it worked for the airlines.
Yes, it did.
Let's talk about autism, because I've been involved off and on with the autism community since, gosh, the early 2000s. And, you know, we never had enough people to deal with the community, and it was growing, and growing in as much as people were identifying that the issues they were dealing with their kids was autism, mm-hmm. because people didn't even know that at that time. Where are we with that now? I mean, we had a great shortage of providers, but not only that, forgive me for making this question even longer. I went down to Davis in California and talked to their autism experts there. And one of the things that was shocking to me when I went there was that they said, we don't have enough cadavers yet to be able to do the research, because mm-hmm. we need to be able to look at the brains mm-hmm. to see what is the cause And, you know, they literally go in and slice up brains and look at all the different parts to see what's going on. Where are we with autism treatment and autism help for families?
Yeah, I would say it's very challenging, but I will say that in this last legislative session, we were able to expand the opportunity for individual providers to be able to diagnose. There's kind of three blockages that occur. So the first was the ability to diagnose, and we had a very niched number of providers that could diagnose. Today, that number has opened up. So we have many more providers that are able to diagnose. That really helps. So that was the first place. The second, of course, is getting ABA services or getting enough services. What we know is it's not just the services, but it's the supervisors. So what we're looking to do is, again, expand the training, looking at teletraining, in-home training, ways to expand the opportunity and get more kids into a group. So, for example, some of the things that we've been able to do is do groups on tele and then in-home as individuals. So, again, you can do a whole group. And there's a lot of learning that occurs between parents when you do a group session. And then you follow that with an individual session at home to see how the kiddos are doing. But again, it takes a lot of coordination. UNR is doing a really good job in building their autism program. And what we've got to do is keep expanding the availability of more programs.
One of the issues that we talked about back then, and we're now living in that time, is that at a certain point, kids are going to age out of the system. And then what do you do? Not only do they age out, but at a certain point, their caregivers, in most cases the parents, eventually are going to pass on and not be able to either care for the kids because of their health, their own health, or they're going to pass away. So what happens with the state? Do you end up, you know, having to warehouse people? How are you dealing with, you know, as a company, are you dealing with this situation? Because it's not just in Nevada, it's across the country.
It's everywhere. And we absolutely don't warehouse. That is not, there's not been any real good data around showing that that does anything but really harm these kiddos that are learning bad behaviors. But again, what we try to do is get them during the period when they're most adaptable. So we're doing a lot of work training. We're doing a lot of assessment of what are the capabilities of these kiddos at the age they're at to try to determine how independent they can be. We're not finding...
Or if
they can be independent. That's the key. It's a big spectrum. There isn't a sort of autism one, you know, there isn't one type. And so again, we've got to meet people where they are. And one of the things that CareSource really likes to do is make you as independent as you can possibly be. And so a big part of our initial assessment is what skills do you have? What capacity do you have? Like you said, there are some kiddos that they're essentially non-interactive.
Non-functioning. Right?
Non-functioning. Those kiddos are going to go down the path of future actual support and coverage. But the problem is when they age out, they really become amongst the disability population. And that's what we have to make sure that we do, is we get these kiddos that are very severe qualified for disability so they can get those additional resources as they age out of the Medicaid program.
All right, let's take another break and we'll be right back. As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
It's a good time to eat. It's a good time to play.
It's a good time to win.
Ooh, your good times are tamarack.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
ranv.org.
ProGroup Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. ProGroup Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. ProGroup Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You're in trouble with the law. It's easy to think you'll lose everything, but there is hope. I'm Attorney Orrin Johnson. Your first step is to hire a serious attorney with the experience to successfully navigate the legal system for you.
Sometimes hope means addiction treatment instead of jail and making sure you're treated fairly.
Sometimes hope means fearless trial attorneys will stand up to the government when they get it wrong. Call or text Orrin Johnson Law.
We'll make a plan.
You'll take back your life.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Dr. Tracy Green. She's the Chief Medical Officer for CareSource Nevada. If people want to find out about CareSource, how do they do that?
We want everybody that can to go to our website, caresource.com. You can get all of the information. It's very important that people get enrolled now or make their selections. And then there will be an open change period from January to March.
Well, I really appreciate you coming back, and I look forward to you coming on next year and talking about where we are, because this sounds like a very exciting program for an area that has been so underserved, which is rural Nevada. So thank you for doing that.
And thank you for having me.
You're very welcome.
Happy holidays.
You too, and we'll be right back.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
Welcome to the Ahern Boutique Hotel, where luxury and warmth come together in the heart of Las Vegas.
We take pride in offering a one-of-a-kind experience for both locals and tourists.
Join us for handcrafted cocktails and an unforgettable experience.
Joel's Chop House, the perfect place to savor views of the Las Vegas Strip.
Satisfy your cravings at the Ahern Chocolate Shop.
No smoking, no resort fees, and the parking is always free. The Ahern Luxury Boutique Hotel is your home away from home.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the heat back on today. Call us today and we'll fix it today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why freeze for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your furnace fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
Check out our archive section on NevadaNewsmakers.com. Great interviews going back as far as 2002. Really worth watching. We'll see you on the next podcast.